Hi, everybody. My name is Allison Furlong, and I'm a student in the PIDP 3250 program. This is Assignment 4, Student Engagement Strategies. The strategy that I've selected is number 29, Contemporary Issues Journal. This student engagement technique allows students to look for connections between their course materials and the world around them, whether it's a news article they just read or a controversial hashtag that's been trending on social media. As we all know, many students, especially adult learners, have a difficult time engaging in something they don't believe is relevant in their lives. The beauty of the Contemporary Issues Journal is that it hits things home for our learners, creating connections between course material and real life, sometimes in surprising ways. Let's explore this concept a little further. Just to provide a few examples, if you were teaching an ethics course, for example, you could ask students to research a controversial topic or opinion and have the student agree or disagree with the writer of the opinion piece in a journal or a blog. If you were teaching a finance course, you could have students compare an always controversial topic on the internet. Millennials versus baby boomers. Are millennials really broke because they're buying too much avocado toast? How much avocado toast would they have to buy? If you were teaching a course in health sciences, you could have students scour the internet to find examples of pseudoscience. What's Gwyneth Paltrow saying these days anyway? For me personally, I like to incorporate this into cultural awareness training that I carry out. So, for example, we can explore concepts that are deemed culturally inappropriate in some countries, yet fine in others, or things that were taken out of context. For example, Kim Kardashian recently released a new clothing line called Kimono, which of course was offensive to some people in Japan, and of course is essentially their national dress. Trudeau, he dressed in blackface, the list goes on. It could also be interesting to take this one step further and compare and contrast how the same story is covered by different media outlets. So for example, CNN versus Fox News, or if you have a non-native English speaker, how a story was covered in their home country versus Canada. It could also be a great way for students to learn new vocabulary in an EFL classroom. So here's some guidance as to how you could incorporate this into your classroom. Number one, be sure to create a handout or a how-to file that includes directions or examples, just so that there's no confusion. Decide the medium of the journal. So will it be an actual book or a blog, for example? Personally, I would encourage students to incorporate technology whenever possible. Number three, how often should students make entries? Will the journal be for the duration of a course, or is it just part of it, for example? Number four, what should a typical entry look like? It's beneficial to think of a three-part entry, which could consist of the date of the journal, the summary, which is essentially the five W's, and the principles or ideas from the course that the event reflects on. And number five, just remember that personally, I think this is a great opportunity to encourage students to be creative. The sky is the limit. So what sort of off-the-wall topic can you relate this to? And I'm all for connecting with students on their level. Want to use a BuzzFeed article? No problem. Or a meme? Go for it. Or maybe the student could take things one step further and actually create their own podcast, article, or even a video of their own. I personally think that some of the advantages of the Contemporary Issues Journal is that you're not only allowing students to be creative, but you are also touching on some essential technological skills. Just to mix things up, you could test students' ability to decipher what is real and fake news. You could also discuss some best practices for communicating online and give examples of inappropriate or unethical behavior. You could also talk about developing your online presence and how something that a student says in a blog today could come back to haunt them in 10 years. Students sometimes have preconceived notions about journal writing, however, which could be considered a con. we need to ensure that they are the true masters of their own ships in this case and can analyze whatever they want. It's really important for instructors to establish a timeline for evaluations and tell students when you'll be evaluating, or if you are evaluating them randomly, let them know a particular time frame. Otherwise, they may procrastinate and actually not post regularly at all. And we're all guilty of that, right? All in all, I think a contemporary issues journal is an innovative way to connect your curriculum with the real world. So whether it's an article about Donald Trump or an interesting cat video, I challenge you to, in turn, challenge your students. Anyway, thanks for listening, and best of luck with the remainder of the course. Take care.